CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and Switzerland have signed a free trade agreement in Beijing, capping over 2 years of negotiations and legal processes. It is the first free trade pact inked between China and a country in continental Europe. Chinese Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng described the FTA as a comprehensive, high-quality, and mutually beneficial agreement at a news conference held after the signing. Once the FTA goes into effect, as much as 99.7% of Chinese exports to Switzerland will be immediately exempted from tariffs, while 84.2% of Swiss exports to China will eventually receive zero tariff. China is Switzerland's largest trading partner in Asia, while Switzerland is China's eighth largest trading partner in Europe, according to official Chinese data. Trade tensions between China and the EU have been escalating over the anti-dumping probes on French wine imports. Wine merchants in France hope to bring the two sides back to the negotiation table as the Chinese Ministry of Commerce announced the launch of anti-dumping investigations a few days ago. Media reports from the wine exporting country also urged the French government to take China's move seriously, stressing the wine business is the second largest trade surplus pillar for the country. Nicaragua and Venezuela have decided to grant asylum to former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden on different occasions. The offers come just one day after Bolivian president's plane was rerouted earlier this week over speculation that the ex-NSA contractor was on board. The abrupt and disrespectful move has been denounced in unison by South American leaders. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks is reporting that Snowden is currently believed to be stuck in the transit area of a Moscow airport and has made requests for sanctuary to six new countries. He has been turned down by most of the 20 countries from which he has sought political asylum. South Korea and North Korea show differences over top agendas that should be discussed at the working-level talks being held Saturday at the Truth Village of Panmunjom. A South Korean official says Seoul proposed to discuss first how to bring back finished goods and materials out of the suspended industrial park at North Korea's border town of Kaesong. Seoul demanded Pyongyang should express his position on the damages done to 123 South Korean companies at Kaesong caused by North Korea's unilateral action, urging Pyongyang to guarantee the prevention of reoccurrence of such accidents. Without mentioning the reoccurrence prevention, North Korea insisted on discussing first how to maintain and repair facilities at Kaesong vulnerable to humidity during the rainy season. Chaos prevailed in the Egyptian capital of Cairo on Friday evening as violent clashes erupted between supporters and opponents of ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. The state TV quoted anti-Morsi protesters as saying at least two were killed and 70 others injured in the clashes. This is CRI News. Five people died and four others were injured in a landslide that buried two houses in a village in southwest China's Yunnan province. A local official says the landslide occurred in Gaochao Village, Yanjing County, adding it was triggered by days of heavy rain. China's southwestern regions have been battered by rainstorms in recent days, leading to flooding and landslides that have caused casualties. In neighboring Sichuan province, a rainstorm-triggered landslide and flooding have left 8 people dead and 12 others missing. More than 4,700 residents have been relocated. China has opened probes into international packaging giant Tetra Pak over suspicions that it has abused its dominant market role. An official with the State Administration for Industry and Commerce says the investigation covered 20 provinces and municipalities. Tetra Pak, headquartered in Switzerland, is one of the world's largest liquid food packaging suppliers. It was once punished by the European Union for its monopoly. In China, the company has been repeatedly accused of abusing its dominant market role, triggering the on-site inspection and ongoing probes. No pop stars and no firework display. Organizers of the 12th Chinese National Games have pledged to deliver the opening ceremony in a frugal manner. Zhu Wenbiao, an official at the organizing committee of the 12th National Games, says the total cost for the opening and closing ceremonies is 9 million yuan, just about 10% of the original budget. The 12th National Games will take place from August 31st to September 12th in northeast China's Liaoning province. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.